Rabbi Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rabbi Bavli, Daf Kuf, Lamed Beif. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Dalad, Lamed Beif, the top of the page. Rabbi Yustini, Havale Uvda, Koimi Rabbonon, Vichirvune, Kam, Koimi Rabbi Shlokesh, Amma, Zil, Chavas, Lenichfech. Rabbi Yustini once wrote such a document relinquishing his claim on her property, and the case came before Rabbonon, who ruled against him that the stipulation is valid. However, Rabbi Yustini then came before Shlokesh, who told him that he may take her property. Rabbi Yehuda bar Kaimi Rabbi Zeira, Amma Rav Besoifu Zaka Bahen. Am Rabbi Yochan Halacha Karavan Chim Ben Gamliel, Am Rish Lokesh Ezil Chavas Nechfech, Man in Rabbonon. The question Rabbi Yehuda asked Rabbi Zeira is, if Rav ruled that we ignore the stipulation, and Rabbi Yochan ruled like Rabbi Chim Ben Gamliel, that the husband does inherit her, who are these Rabbonon that ruled against Rabbi Yustini? Rabbonon to Rabbi Yustini. The answer is other rabbis. Vayurish Oisa, Yachok Kshem Shu Yoshech Kachi Yosha Soitam Ulaima, Oisa, Hu Yosha, he Eina Yoshato. The Brisa says, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar in Perek Chavzayin Pasuk Yod Aleph, and he will inherit her. I might think that just as he inherits her, so she inherits him, and the Pasuk says her, meaning he inherits her, but she does not inherit him. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Divrei Chachomim, Avia Yosha, Achea Yoshim Oisa. Rabbi Yochanan says, according to the Chachomim that we had earlier, her father inherits her, or her brothers inherit her. Hesiv Rabbi Abba bar Mamon, Im Oy Me'at Shein Yoreshes Isha Dvar Torah, Me'ata Yoreshes Arusasei. The question Rabbi Abba bar Mamon asked is, if you say that it's not the Torah law that a husband inherits his wife, a man should also inherit his betrothed wife, Midrabbonon. And the answer is, K'mada Tema Min HaKroiva Loi Grusha, V'de Kavasa HaKroiva Loi Arusa. Just as you say the word Kroiva excludes inheriting his ex-wife, so it excludes inheriting his betrothed wife. Hesiv Rav Hamnon Rehuna asked the question, Im Oime At She'ein Isha Yoreshes Dvar Torah Me'ata Yoresh HaBal B'Roi K'B'Muchzuk. And Rav Yosi Kach Shana Rebbe Ein HaBal Neitel B'Roi K'B'Muchzuk. Rav Hamnon's question is, if you say that it's not the Torah law that a husband inherits his wife, a husband should inherit even property of his wife that was not yet in her possession. So why did Rav Yosi say that Rebbe taught that a husband does not inherit his wife's property that was not yet in her possession? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yosi B'Abun, Hare Bechor, Hare Yoshosei, Torah, Ve'ena, Yoresh, Kavoi, Kavamuchzuk. It's Torah law that even though a firstborn inherits a double portion, he does not inherit any property that was not yet in the father's possession. Am Rabbi Yitzhak, Yelenda Kathrin, in Mises Tleibonin, called the Dala Yachzol Avia, Tanai Momenhu, Tanai Kaim. Rabbi Yitzhak says, those that write in their Ksuba that if the wife will die without children, all of her property will return to her father, then even though it's a stipulation against the Torah, it's valid because it's a monetary stipulation. And the pasuk now brings the Gemara now brings the pasuk with Sagov Hoyled es Ya'ir v'Gaimer v'Chiminayin Hoyu le'Ya'ir Arim b'Ha'Gilad Elas Shenasa Isha Mibnois Menashe u'Meisa v'Yosha Im Oimer At She'en Yerushas Isha Dvar Torah Neimer v'Yhi l'Skoiv Ela v'Yhi Loi le'Ya'ir. The pasuk says in Divrei Yomim Aleph in Perek Beis in pasuk Chof Beis, and Sagov bore Ya'ir, and he had 23 cities in the land of Gilad, implying that only Ya'ir had them, but not Sagov. Now, if his father didn't have them, then from where did Ya'ir get this property? Rather, he married a daughter of the tribe of Manasseh, and she later died, and he inherited her. Now, if you say that it's not Torah law that a husband inherits his wife, the pasuk should say, and Sagov had. Why did it say, and he, and Ya'ir had? And therefore, it's a proof that a husband does inherit his wife from the Torah. And similarly, there's a pasuk in Yeshua that says in Perek Chof Dalet pasuk Lamed Gimel, and Elazar ben Aaron died, and they buried him in the hill of his son Pinchas. And this implies that the hill only belonged to Pinchas, but not to his father. How could this be? Rather, Pinchas married a daughter of the tribe of Ephraim and later inherited her. If you say it's not Torah law that a husband inherits his wife, it should say Elazar had. Why do they say Pinchas had? And this shows that Pinchas inherited his wife, and it's a source in the Torah for this.